you did talk today about the Bright Source Project, and I just wondered if you had any thoughts on the battle between environmentalists going on over that, where you have renewable energy, but then you have environmentalists who are upset about habitat destruction. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on how you balance that kind of conflict among environmentalists.
Well, you know, any time that you have energy development, large-scale energy development, you're going to have some kind of environmental injury, and really, you know, you're going to have some kind of environmental footprint. And I think footprint on that project is about as small as you can possibly get. And, you know, I just spent a week in the Appalachians. I'm seeing what the alternatives are. Over the past 10 years, we've blown up a part of the Appalachian Mountains, which is the richest ecosystem in the entire Northern Hemisphere, the only ecosystem that survived the Pleistocene Ice Age. So it's the oldest, richest, most biodiverse. There's more biological abundance per cubic meter. The average forest in North America is 3 dominant tree species. Appalachia has 80. We've already destroyed an area of the Appalachians in 10 years, larger than the state of Delaware. Cut down entire mountain ranges, the 500 biggest mountains in the state. We buried 2,500 miles of the richest waterways in the world. So, you know, I look at alternatives. Wind has impacts. Solar has impacts. I think the least impactful form of energy is the kind of approach that Bright Source has taken.
So
I don't think that you're going to. I don't think you're going to get a energy. I don't think you'll get utility scale energy production with less of a environmental footprint than you find at than will be imposed by Bright Source.
So it sounds like you're saying we have to make some little sacrifices for the larger picture.
Well, if we want an energy system in this country that, you know, if we want to be able to get rid of coal, which is, I think, the biggest, the biggest villain, we've got to replace it with something. Anything you replace it with, it's going to have some minimal environmental impact. So everything, any way you generate energy, what our objective should be to do is to, you know, have a rational system that uses the systems that reduces the cost, the economic and environmental costs, most effectively.
Okay.
And the Bright Source Project, I don't know of a project that's going to generate energy at utility scales with imposing less costs, fewer costs, environmental costs, and Bright Source. I would challenge anybody to point me to one.